Nor if we do not eat, are we the worse? But beware lest somehow this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee, which has knowledge, eating in an idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols? And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died? Now when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I am not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord.
Give me unto thee that readeth,
and to thy spirit
with song.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep upon his right hand, but the goats upon his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked, or clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, we read the extraordinary words which the holy prophet used to proclaim the coming one day of a Messiah. And these beautiful words are much within the language of this country, but I don't think they're fully understood. Who has believed our report, says the prophet? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dried ground. He hath no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. So these words are extraordinary. And the prophet Isaiah foresees the Messiah that is to come and burst quietly into creation. It is not the Messiah that the people of Israel were hoping for. It is not the Messiah that was going to come and liberate them from the countless Middle Eastern empires that had destroyed their culture time and time again. It was somebody who was going to come and bear their griefs and carry their sorrows. It's very difficult for us to understand. And so we have the Saviour speaking the beautiful but frightening parable of the Last Judgment, where the sheep are on one side and where the goats are on the other. What we need to notice is the innocence of the sheep. They do not even realize that they have been ministering unto Christ their Saviour. They have no idea that in their generosity of spirit, in their gentleness, in their kindness, in their love, they have no idea that they have been ministering unto their Saviour, unto their Messiah. They have innocence. So they do not have pride in what they have done and the good works that they have practiced throughout their lives. They simply give of themselves without recognition, without wanting even to be recognized by their fellow men. And so when they end up in the presence of their risen Lord and their judge, they are astonished when the Saviour says to them, "When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was homeless, you gave me shelter." All those things they had no idea that they had done. So they have an innocence and therefore a beauty. And that is something that we must strive to have. What of the goats? They could not find their Saviour either. The goats were utterly ignorant that there was even a Christ in this world. And their lives are filled only with selfishness, only with looking for their own needs and not the needs of others. And they are shocked to hear that they have not ministered unto the Christ. They have not been unto him and caressed him. They have not been to him and fed him, given him a drink. Where are we to find the Christ for us to minister unto? For indeed, we must search for that Christ. And we must minister unto them. I have told you before of the extraordinary story when Mother Maria was in a concentration camp during the Second World War, and how at the time of rationing, her and her priest were imprisoned by the German authorities. And there they were in the Gentile part of the concentration camp. Through the barbed wire, her priest saw an old man who was being called to the time where they gave out the meagre rations. They gave less to the Jews than they gave to the Slavs. They hated them equally. And the old man went and was given one piece of dried, hard, brown, dark black bread. And as he came back from getting his meagre ration, every crumb of which was precious to sustain his poor life, a little boy put his arms in the air and begged from the old man. And the old man immediately took his meagre ration and broke the ration in half and gave one half to the little boy who had been too weak to go and receive his own ration. And the old priest that was with Mother Maria said to her as he saw this, and they knew him in the breaking of the bread. For it is very extraordinary that the priest saw in the old man coming back with his meagre ration, he saw the Christ ministering to this tiny child who was so weak and was dying. And he also saw the Christ in the tiny child who was being ministered unto by the love of the old man. Neither the child nor the old man realized that they were doing such an extraordinary and beautiful thing. They didn't understand because their actions were pure and their actions were innocent. They were not motivated by pride, by being seen to be good. They were motivated by love. So when we read this extraordinary parable, let us see how deep our love is. Let us see whether we can perceive Christ our Saviour in our neighbours, in our loved ones, in those who are hungry, those who are thirsty, those who are in need of our love. And let us, as much as we possibly can, pour our love out upon those who most need it. For they are Christ to be ministered unto. And so we listen to the Last Judgment. It is difficult for us. It is hard. It is not an easy road. But let us pray as we prepare ourselves for Lent that we will indeed find the Christ to innocently and lovingly minister unto over these coming weeks, and that we will indeed be closer to Christ as we approach the glorious resurrection of our Saviour. Amen.